Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
How can people get a hold of us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a couple messages, but they're more or less comments on what we had talked about in the previous couple episodes.
All right.
James from Mount Vernon, who we read his message last time. He says, Vicky, you're gorgeous just the way you are. Don't doubt yourself. Keep up being effing awesome. From James.
Aww.
And I think I was like probably dogging on myself. I'm like, I don't like my nose or lots of stuff.
I think it was your New Year's resolution of how you kind of wanted to lose weight, but you're afraid to. And yes, that's
all
very nice,
stuff.
James.
Thank you. That made me feel good. And then we also got one from our compadre Caesar, which is what
Hola, Caesar.
That's what I wrote on his little thing. So whenever he texts, that's what I see. It says, hey, lady, Caesar here. And what stresses me out is Vicky B not going on a real vacation like Cancun or something.
Thank you.
LOL. JK, I drive for a living, so traffic is the worst, especially in Seattle, where people take red lights all the time and flip me off for honking. Anyways, have a great day, ladies.
I love that you honk. That's amazing.
Not everyone does.
I know. I don't know. I don't think you're really supposed to around here.
Like, I think it's a very aggressive thing.
Oh, I am so impatient. If you're at a red, if the red light turns green, I will maybe count one Mississippi. And then if you don't go, I'm honking at you.
Which technically...
It's like a nice, like, please go. Hey, pay attention. Stop texting or doing whatever you're doing.
Although I think we recently found out that that's illegal.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. But if I get pulled over for honking, like, what are you going to give me? Like, a honking ticket? Like, that's ridiculous.
Honk, honk.
I'll flash the police officer and he'll let me go. It'll be fine.
Watch, it's a lady.
Hey.
And she lets you go anyways.
Yeah, she will.
I've just recently, within the last couple of years, gotten into honking. Because my parents never really did a whole lot of honking.
And you seem very nice.
Nice while driving. I yell a lot in my car.
In your car, so no one can hear you, though.
No one can hear me. But it's like a way for me to relieve the stress.
Yeah.
It's like, let me just get it out and I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
So when people drive with me, they think I'm very aggressive. I'm like, you don't see me, you know, tailgating. You don't see me flipping them off. I'm so scared of flipping someone off.
Because you're afraid they're going to follow you?
Yes, or like bust out a gun or something.
Yeah, like take it to the next extreme, right. And then you're like,
It's scary because my best friend does that. She's got a big old SUV with like tinted windows.
Oh,
so people get intimidated because they don't know who's driving. And then you see this, you know, cute gal come out with her big old middle finger just like, hey.
See, I never flip anyone off when I'm driving.
Unless it's somebody I know.
Yeah, it's a fun joke, but it's just like so awkward for me because I was like, I don't actually want to say F you. Like, you probably didn't mean to do this or, you know, you could be having a bad day, but
like,
I'll call you the C word, but not to your face.
Like, if I make a mistake and someone drives by me and like, you know, everyone looks at you.
It's so awkward. It's the worst.
I always just give them this face like, I'm sorry, dude. I am so sorry. That was on me.
I'm always like, should I make eye contact? Because I know they're going to look at me. But then I was like, should I just look forward? Or should I look like I'm having a great time? It's so awkward.
What I'll end up doing is if I feel like someone's judging me or like even if I didn't do anything wrong, like I'm just not going fast enough for them, even though I'm going past the speed limit.
Yeah.
And they drive by me. I'll grab my nose and pretend I have a bloody nose.
What?
Like just to make it seem like, like don't look at me. Like I'm having issues here. I don't know why.
I would think you are a weirdo.
Like, can you imagine like your head tilted back while you're driving? You're like, oh, crap, I'm driving and I got a bloody nose. I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, I wouldn't assume that you would have a bloody nose if someone was doing that. I'd be like.
That wouldn't be the thought. Like, you see someone with their head tilted back with holding their nose. That's not what you're thinking.
No, probably
what would you
not.
Think?
You have some issues.
Well, yeah, it's a bloody nose.
Maybe you're like about to sneeze or something, but I still wouldn't give you an excuse or a pass for like, she cut me off or she's going hella slow or something. I'd be like, bloody nose or not, get off the road, bitch.
Well, this is more or less like for the people that are being too aggressive. It's like, I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to see your face. Like,
dude, I hate when they're really aggressive and they're on your ass.
Yes. My favorite though. I was driving in one lane. This car cuts me off and goes into my lane and then cuts off the person next to me in the right lane.
Oh, yeah.
And like scoots in and out and goes forward and then pops his arm out and gives us the middle finger. Like it's our freaking fault.
That's
that
kind of a badass
move. He was
move.
Being an a-hole. I'm like, that's not. What?
Yeah. And then you like you end up getting like you end up passing him because traffic is traffic. And then you're like, oh, hello. You are that a-hole that
it's
almost
like,
caused an accident.
I really, really hope you get pulled over in the next couple miles. Because you deserve it.
Right. And then you just pass them and you're like, hey, get that ticket.
Oh, that's the greatest feeling.
I know.
But speaking of stupid people.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there is now a restaurant in Colorado that will charge you on your receipt 38 cents for asking stupid questions.
I love
Could
it.
Could you imagine?
And only 38 cents? You should at least, it should at least be a few bucks.
Right. So apparently a Redditor named Humble Mangoes.
Humble Mangoes.
Couldn't help themselves from asking a stupid question because they snapped a photo of the receipt from the eatery to prove, you know, that he makes good on this whole thing. It's called Tom's Diner in Denver.
Sounds bomb. Diners are bomb.
So apparently I'm like reading this. It says, along with their mashed potatoes and basket of chicken tenders. Incredible combination, by the way.
Sounds disgusting.
Well, you don't eat chicken tenders or mashed potatoes. So.
Blah.
So apparently he asked one single stupid question. While a lot of people thought the receipt was a joke and manually entered onto the itemized receipt, it turns out that the dumb questions are actually listed on the menu.
And apparently, I love that.
But the menu, the manager of the establishment, his name is Hunter Landry, said in an interview with Today Food, it's meant to be playful. It's good to keep things light in today's world. So when we have a good fun table that engages with us and they ask us about the charge, it's always fun to add it on.
Yeah, it's probably in like the smallest writing on the menu too.
Or something like, hey, dumb question. It's like, do you guys really do this? That's the stupid question. Yes, we do.
I know. I was about to ask like, oh, I wonder what a stupid question is. And then I was like, that's probably a stupid question.
And someone says, if I got paid to listen to people's stupid questions, I'd probably be a billionaire.
It's probably true. Even like in the restaurant I work at, mm-hmm. there are so many stupid like questions.
My favorite when I worked at a barbecue place. So what are your vegan options?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
that'd be me. Okay. I'd ask that.
Vegetarian. I'm like, okay, we do have some vegetarian options and I can modify things. So they're vegetarian for you.
Yeah.
But vegan, seriously?
Not so much.
But like the thing is, like, I get it when they're like, do you happen to have anything? Cool. But when they give you attitude for not having vegan options at a barbecue restaurant, it's like,
do you know where you are?
It's like, I know you're in Seattle, but there's a perfectly good vegan restaurant probably a couple blocks away from me. I don't know. I don't eat vegan restaurants.
Summer bomb.
I've had some vegan food that's good, but that's not the point. So, like, stupid questions.
That is so great. I would charge way more than 38 cents.
What is? Do you have any off the top of your head, any stupid questions that you can remember?
I mean, I get stupid questions a lot that I feel like I think are stupid because I work at an authentic Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. So like, do you have ranch dressing to dip? Like, hell no, they don't do that in Italy. Do you have pineapple pizza? No. So I can see how, you know, traditional people right. who go to pizza places around here, like American style pizza, would ask that. But like this one girl was like, my New Year's resolution is to not like is to cut back on my calories or my carbs or something. So asked specifically if I knew how many calories and carbs were in our pizza. And I was like, no, but you should probably get a salad if that's what you're trying to
right.
do. There are carbs and calories in our pizza.
It's not like a cauliflower crust. Or
yeah,
anything.
It's a regular damn crust. And I was like, I can't.
No,
I can't. Sorry.
So apparently, according to the article, it's meant to penalize those who have an affinity for dad jokes. And I'm sure you've gotten the whole, you know, it's like, hey, would you like anything else? $1 million.
Ugh, or when all the food's cleared. And I'm like, oh, can I take this from you? And you're like, yeah, can you tell we hated it?
Right.
I'm like, yeah. My response every time is, yeah, I'll tell the chefs you hated it. I don't talk to the chefs and tell them that. Like, yeah.
But like Hunter said, some of his favorite questions he loves to charge are for, does the ice have any water in it?
What?
Like, I get maybe if you're at like a coffee place and they do like the coffee, you know, when they freeze the coffee into ice cube trays. But even then, there's probably water in the frickin' coffee.
Yeah.
Idiot. Are there any dues for the Turkey Club sandwich?
What's a do?
I don't know. It's like, okay, I'm not going to lie. I would have found those quips lamentable before I had kids. But now reading them, I kind of chuckle to myself.
We would ask that stupid question because we don't even know what a do is.
Are there any dues for the Turkey Club sandwich?
We're stupid.
I'm just like, I don't know what that means. I would have looked at him like, what?
Charge 38 cents.
I guess that means I'd incur a couple 38 cent charges, a fee that was dropped 10 cents at some point. Hunter decided to lower the charge from 48 cents because he didn't want to gouge people, quote unquote. What a swell guy. If you still think it's a scam, it turns out that Redditors confirm the stupid charge actually exists. Somebody says, I used to work for this at this spot. Tickets are for the stupid questions go through the kitchen as well. So the kitchen sees every time you ask a stupid question.
That's great.
And so other people shared their stupid questions they've received at restaurants.
Oh, yes.
I heard a lot of them when I worked for Taco Cabana. How many flautas come in a 3-pack? Do you have those sandwich things? He meant tacos. Why would a place called Taco Cabana sell those?
A sandwich.
Or like, why would we sell tacos?
I wonder.
Every exterior light on the property is turned off. They spent 5 minutes at the speaker without hearing a single word. Are you still open? If everything's turned off.
No.
I think they're hoping somebody would be like, okay, sure, I'll help you out.
Oh my gosh, really quick. I had this party the other night. It was like 15 top or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was the weirdest. Okay. It was a company party. They were all kind of, most of them were like mid-50-ish people. And the girl comes out and like the host of it talks to me. He's like, so I just want to like let you know, like 6 o'clock, can we like have kind of sit everyone down and like we'll start the salads. And then can you give us a history of this building and the restaurant?
That is so freaking hipster.
I was like, yeah, of course. I would love to give you the history of this entire place. Yeah, totally. And she left and I turned to the bartender and I'm like, I feel like I'm in high school again, like about to give a presentation. And I was like, I've worked here for a hot minute and I don't really know jack S about right. this place. So my other coworker was starting to Google it. Like the bartender was giving me as many facts as he knew. And then I was like, didn't this place used to be a bank? And didn't this? And he's like, I don't know. Jesus. And I was like, all right, just going to fake it till I make it. And then, so then I gave my little spiel and then they start asking me what all of these words are like in Italian, like not on the menu. Like I know what the menu means, but like, what does this mean in Italian? What is like, I love the food. Can you say that in Italian? And I'm like, I just work here. It's like I don't know Italian. Like, I don't know. Oh my gosh.
That is so dumb.
It was so painful. I was like,
I would have busted out my Google Translate app and like,
I know. That would have been funny.
One of the requirements for working here is not speaking fluent Italian.
I know, just because I work here does not mean I know the history of this entire building and I know the actual language.
Like maybe I would get maybe a manager, but even then, like I worked at the restaurant I worked at for like 2 years, three years. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
But like our history was on the outside and I still don't remember it.
Right?
I just remember it was a factory, a furniture warehouse at some point.
That's kind of nice though, because you could have just got that and read off it.
Yeah, just take a picture. It is.
I got my notes here.
Speaking of annoying, just annoying customers, annoying people, there's another list from actually the same website, Distractify. But it's people share the most annoying random things their parents say.
Oh.
Our parents all have that annoying thing where it's like, oh, God, please stop saying it.
Just
stop it. Whether it's a dad joke, whether it's just whatever, it is annoying. Like, in my mom, it's not even a word. It's a sound she makes.
What does she make?
And Danny does it sometimes, and I want to punch him.
Ooh, what is that?
It's like if I say something, hey, mom, how are you doing? Eh?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because she can't hear
like,
you.
What? What?
But instead of what or qué, it's eh?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, Danny will do it. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to punch you. I can't punch my mother.
Like, does he just do it, like, if he can't hear you or just
yeah, he'll do regularly. It when he can't hear me. And then I'll tell him again. And he'll make the noise again. I'm like, I'm going to.
Does he know it irritates you?
Well, yes, because I make a face. I'm like,
don't do that. He probably does it more because it irritates
you. And I had a coworker at the restaurant, funny enough. She would make that noise, too. And it's like, Ari, I'm going to freaking slap you.
That's weird. That makes you maybe because you grew up with it. Yeah. And just annoyed you.
Well, it's because like I try to say something to my mom and like she wouldn't hear me or she wasn't paying attention. It's like, eh. It's like,
I hate you.
It's like, I hate that noise. So that's at least mine.
I know. I'm trying to think of any by my parents. My dad and I are so similar. I feel like we say a lot of the same things.
Oh, yeah. He copies your language.
And we have the same. I don't even know if we make noises, but I know we like. Get. Like we say that we like everything like that. We both do it,
right?
So I don't. I mean, whatever he does, it's probably what I do. So I don't find it annoying.
But sometimes, like when you do something and someone else does it, it's like okay, it's annoying when someone else does it. Apparently,
yeah. But it's cute when I do it. But I'm trying to think of my mom.
Here, I'll let you think about it, and I'll read what some people said.
Okay.
Moro or Tom from Tweeters writes LOL at the end of every message, no matter how sad or serious.
Ugh.
They think it means lots of love. Mom, just texting to say your cat has been put down. Nothing they could do. It's for the best. LOL X.
That would drive me crazy.
It's like, Mom.
But I would tell them. I'd be like, that's not what it means. Like, but stop it. Do XOXO or something.
Yeah. It's like, sometimes they don't learn. Someone says, you know, one time my mom said, Fantastic Beasts and where to get them from. And I've never stopped thinking about it.
Oh, instead of?
Where they're from or something. Fantastic Beasts and where they're from. Not where to get them from.
Oh.
It's the name of the movie.
Oh. Okay.
Beast.
I thought it was Beast, though.
Yeah. Fantastic Beasts and where to find them, as opposed to Fantastic Beast and where to get them from.
Oh.
That's what she says. So she says it wrong.
Oh, she says it wrong all the time.
There's another thing my mom does, but it doesn't bother me because I think it just becomes part of our language.
What?
It's cute. I think it's cute. So my mom knows damn well what some words are in English.
Yeah.
But she decides to, like, pick a different word it sounds like and make that the new word.
Oh, okay.
For example, IHOP in her brain looks kind of like the word hippo. It's got H-I
and
P. And so whenever we want to go to IHOP, she's like, oh, we're going to go to hippo?
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Or like Rev, like when she talks about it, she's like, oh, how's my Rev? That word looks like a different name. It's like a cat's name in like on a show back in Mexico back in the day.
Yeah.
I think its name is like Reffy. And so she calls my Reffy.
Oh, that's adorable.
So she gives different names for things. And I forget what she would call iPods, but I think something like that.
My best friend, her family all called Vaseline Vaseline. Huh. So now they all still call it Vaseline.
That's
so
funny.
Whenever I'm around them, I'm like, you guys got some Vaseline? Because that's just
really
what
cute.
It was in their household.
I didn't realize this until I got older, but there's Vicks Vapor Rub.
Mm-hmm.
So we would always say Vicks Vaporub. And it didn't occur to me, it's not a translation. It is literally somebody who speaks Spanish looking at the words and trying to pronounce those words as if it was a Spanish word.
Oh.
So Vicks Vaporub, vapor rub, rub, rub. That's how you would say it in Spanish, but that's not the translation.
Oh.
And it didn't occur to me that you don't say it that way in English either until I got older. I was like, oh, wait, it's Vicks Vapor Rub.
I like how you guys say it better.
Vicks Vaporub.
Vicks Vaporub.
Like, you got the Vaporub?
Yeah. Sounds sexy.
This sounds like something my parents would do. This person says, Hannah says, my dad calls the Kardashians the pistachios.
Why?
Because it's probably like...
Kind of sounds like it, sort of.
Yeah, sounds like it, and it just kind of stuck.
Pistachios.
I know my parents have like a million of them, and I can't think of any right now, any other ones besides those.
That's hilarious.
When I was 16, I wanted Puff Daddy's album. My mom went to the shop and asked for Puffing Billy. I just turned and walked out.
She tried.
She really tried.
But Billy, really?
God. Instead of calling it The Simpsons, my mom just used to say Bart Simpson, and it really got on my wick.
Like, you want to watch Bart Simpson?
Yeah. Or just like how some moms will call all video games Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's like, this is an Xbox or this is a PlayStation, but they call them all Nintendo.
Get it right, Mom.
Instead of saying, take a chill pill, my dad says, take a chill out tablet.
That would drive me bonkers. That would make me immediately not chill out even more.
So I made the mistake of teaching my dad. He had never seen the I think it was SNL, where they do the Bears. Da Bears.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
Okay, so it's back with Chris Farley, and I think they're talking to, I forget who they're talking to, but it's like, Da Bears, Da Bears, Da Bears, Da Bears, Da Bears, Da Bears, and they're talking about the football team. So they're all having a good time with Da Bears. And so that's the joke. It's like, when you think of the Bears, you're like, Da Bears. Because of the accent. And so my dad had never seen that before. And he started messing with me one day. I think he was trying to poke my shoulder. I'm like, Dad, you're poking the bear.
And then he goes, Duh bears.
And like, I taught him that the same day. And he's like, oh my God, that's so funny. So whenever anything's getting on my nerves, he's like, what's it doing, huh? Huh? And I'm like, you're poking the bear. And he's like, ha, Duh bears. And he's just like,
Duh bears.
And he's like, do it again. I'm like, Duh bears, Duh bears, Duh bears.
It's so cute when you do it. I wish you guys could see her.
It's like, Duh bears, Duh bears. I need to show you the video. Google it, just Duh bears, D-A bears, and you will see the video. But like, I think that's funny. Take a chill out tablet, because my dad will be, he'll take these phrases and he'll turn them into his own.
Yeah.
Say it's like whatever, like your brother says, whatever you do in the boat or whatever floats your boat.
Whatever you do in the boat.
Or something. Like he like changes it. And it's like, okay.
He like doesn't remember it. So he just like makes it his own.
Right. And so I'm like, yeah, we know what you mean. We're not
I
even
sometimes accidentally just do that just because I forget. I say like something about the camel on the back and the straw. Like I'll just put the words in and someone's like, just like,
you get it.
You it's like, you know what I mean.
It's like, be Google for me. You understand. I put all the words in.
Yeah.
Just suggest me.
The shed, I'm a tool. I'm kind of in there or something. Right.
It's not sharp. I'm a crayon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a crayon. I'm bright, maybe. Not really.
My mom says, ooh, pimp my ride, every time something shocks her, and I can't even begin to understand why.
What?
I don't know if it means, like, shocks her, like, physically or, like, oh, my God. Instead of saying, oh, my God, it's, ooh, pimp my ride.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
I actually do, too.
Ooh, pimp my ride.
I've been watching Letterkenny lately, and one of the guys, the religious guy, is like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I thought that was so funny.
I used to say, oh, my Lanta a lot. Oh, my Lanta. I don't even know why.
Usually you just kind of get it from other people.
Yeah, or like a show or something. Mm-hmm.
My dad calls salad dressing lettuce lotion, and it makes me feel sick every time he says it.
I hate that. First, the thought of, like, lotion being on lettuce is, and then when I think of lotion, I think of other sexy things, and like, but or not sexy things. And to add lettuce into that, no one wants lettuce in the bedroom.
This person, Daniel, he went through something I went through, and I recently told my roommates a story. My brother thinks it's still my fault.
What?
He says, when my mom refers to neighbors, she uses names she made up for them instead of their real names, but doesn't tell me. So I called my neighbor Dougie to his face.
That is 100% what my dad would do. Or what I would do.
Well, like my dad used to coach soccer for my team and my brother's team at the same time, like the last 2 years of when I was in high school. So he would get the whole field instead of half a field. So half the field was for boys, half the field was for girls. Mm-hmm. So they would always call this one boy, because he had glasses and he was short, they called him Bookworm. And I thought that was his nickname.
Oh.
They're like, did you not pay attention that we never say that to his face? I'm like, no.
Why would I pay attention to that? Yeah.
Like, I'm playing soccer or practicing. I'm not paying attention to that.
So you called him Bookworm to his face?
Like, we were playing. I'm like, Bookworm, get it. And my dad's like, dude. I'm like, I didn't know.
Did he hear you?
I don't know. This is like 13 years ago, so I have no idea. I'm like,
that's,
thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So now whenever anybody has like a nickname for somebody, I'm like, is this a nickname we say to their face?
Yeah, right.
I'm very careful now.
I know. My dance teacher was named Camille, and I just always called her Camel, because I don't know why. Right. She didn't like look like a camel or anything, but Camel Camille. Mm-hmm. And so I would just always call her that, but not to her face. And then I was at a holiday party, and my dad was like, hey, Camel, what's up? And I'm like, oh, no.
Ooh. Sorry, I had a stroke. That's what happened.
Yeah, right. Camel.
It's funny because, like, my dad will have nicknames for everyone. And sometimes it's like, don't tell him I have that nickname for him. But, like, one of my friends was super flattered. They nicknamed her Pocahontas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I'm like, no, they won't be offended by that. But then, like, my real estate agent, his name is Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
And so they call him Dusty, but in Spanish.
Which is what?
Polvoso. Which means dusty, like actual dust.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, are you talking to Polvoso? And so I laugh and I'm like, you realize he knows a little Spanish, so make sure you never say that to his
face.
He might know that word.
Oh, man. It's like one of my friends. My dad gets confused with a few of my friends. He gets them all mixed up.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, no, there's Megan and there's Jesse, right? They don't look anything alike. I don't know why you confuse them. But I say, Megan, we call her Big Booty. She is the biggest ass ever. So she's Big Booty Megan, and that is my nickname for her. So anytime I talk about, I'm like, Big Booty Megan. But, and my dad's like, okay, Big Booty, bang, big. And I'm like, he's like, it's inappropriate to say that, but I can say that to you, Big. But of course I'm a loudmouth. So I'm like, Megan, we call you Big Booty Megan at my house. So of course Megan gets drunk at this wedding we're all at and goes up to BJ in front of her boyfriend, in front of my mom. So BJ's wife too. And is like, BJ, what's my nickname?
Megan.
And my dad's
Megatron.
Like, oh, dear God.
Megatron.
But she does have the fattest booty ever.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Is she single?
No, she's not anymore.
Do a couple more real quick before we head off. My dad says needles and pins instead of pins and needles.
Oh, that would be really annoying.
My mom once described a lady at church as singing as urethral.
What?
She meant ethereal.
Oh, I like urethral.
My mom screams when she sneezes.
Oh, I have a really loud sneeze too, so I get it.
But it's like, ouch!
Oh, like it's on purpose?
Like, no, I don't think it's on purpose, but I'm just picturing it. I don't sneeze dainty. I sneeze like a dad.
Yeah.
Like, ugh! It's all out there, but I'm just picturing like a full on, ah!
Yeah, mine's pretty loud.
There's a few times my mom and my dad sneeze really loud too, so I'm like, I have no hope. I'm going to always be a loud sneezer. But there's times where they just sneeze so ridiculously loud, I'm like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Shut up.
I'm like, I get it. But I know I sneeze loud too, so I'm sure other people have
opinions on yours.
On mine. Like, I used to actually be this weirdo. I used to say, I tried to be Pikachu. So I'd be like, Pika.
You would.
In like middle school.
Please bring that back, because that is some weird, weird.
I'm totally
ass.
Fine. I would like to, you know, I would like to get married one day, and I feel like this would prevent me from doing so.
Pikachu. I can't. Oh, man. I wish I was friends with you then.
Oh, God. No.
I probably wouldn't have been.
I feel like but. I don't know. I feel like we were both weirdo enough that we would have been friends in middle school. Come high school, I don't know if we would have.
Yeah. Well, I was still like my weird try to be stoner goth self in high school, too.
So maybe. I don't know.
But I was a huge. You might have not liked me because I was a huge poser.
Well, I mean, I could only afford so much, so I looked like one. I didn't have money. yes, let us know if you. What is the stupidest question you ever heard while at work?
Yes.
As well as what is something annoying that your parents do? It's like you love them, but oh my God, that's annoying.
That's, yeah, please stop.
But yeah, let us know. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.